Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hello, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing all right, except for this mystery I have.
All right, who's the girl and where'd you mess up?
All right, so the girl is Valerie. Where I messed up is why I'm calling you, because I have no idea. We went out a couple times, had a great time, like totally hit it off. We were texting, chatting, going out, and just sort of all of a sudden she just kind of disappeared. And I, you know, to be totally honest, I've been kind of like drifting lately. I'm out of work and been sort of doing odd jobs to make ends meet. And I'm wondering if like maybe the money thing started to catch up with me and she just was like, you know, had it with that. I'm not really sure.
So when we ask her, are you thinking she's going to say he's just right now, he's kind of like a deadbeat?
That was exactly the word I was just going to use. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, even her mom runs a business, and like her mom kind of helped me out a little bit, gave me some work, and I don't know if that just like turned her off or what the deal is.
I mean, do you still want us to call her? It seems like you just solved the mystery.
He's so defeated.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Like, you're basically crapping on yourself.
it's temporary, you know. We all have like, you know, it goes down, whatever. But we went out, you know, quite a few times, so it just feels like pretty sudden for her not to be like, you know, this bugs me. I'm done.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? You know how this works. We're gonna call her. We are either gonna get a date or you're gonna get a wake up call. All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to John. Sounds like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty honest about himself. Mm-hmm. Right now, he admits that he's not the most motivated individual. I just say that.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks he went on a date with this girl, Valerie. He said that they had a great time. But perhaps, maybe the reason that she's not getting back at him is because she thinks that he is, how can I nicely say, lazy piece of shit, Pebbles?
I think you just did it.
Okay. Is that good, John?
I think I would use different words.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well,
it's temporary.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello.
Is this Valerie?
This is Valerie. Who is this?
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Valerie, listen. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from a radio station, and can we just ask you something very quick? It's actually a very good thing.
How did you get my number?
That's a great question, and I'm going to tell you. We got it from a guy who likes you a lot, and he likes you so much that he would love to take you out and show you an amazing date if you gave him the opportunity. And the reason we're calling is because we'll pay for that date. You know, maybe you and this guy will hit it off.
Who is this guy?
It's a guy that you already know. And it's a guy that you actually like. His name? John.
Oh, no. I'm good, you guys. Thanks for calling.
How about you give me a reason? I mean, just like, I don't want to get back to him and just say she's just not into you. I want to say she's not into you because blank.
Well, if you really need to know, he's a piece of
shit. Okay. If you want to know, Ramiro.
I'm going to write that down.
Piece of shit. Can we be a little more specific?
Yeah, why?
He used to work for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom owns this cupcake delivery service. And he basically beat the shit out of a customer. And has put us in this horrible pickle.
Wait, hold on.
Really,
wait, slow down.
To have nothing to do with this piece of
Why did he beat up a, like, was he delivering cupcakes? Or what, like, what was the deal?
Wait, hang on. Can I
answer? He wants to answer for
actually,
you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Valerie, John's on the phone right now.
Are you guys serious?
I am, yeah. John, why don't you tell us why you beat the crap out of a customer?
Yeah, okay, I know who she's talking about. This guy was being such a asshole. I pull up, I give him my I bring him his cupcake. He's like, they look great. Oh, this is great. This is for my little girl's birthday party, all this shit. And I'm like, cool, man. Like, whatever. And he gives no tip. I'm like, dude, do you understand? I make minimum wage. If I don't get a tip, I didn't make any goddamn money off this thing. And he was being a douchebag about it. So I was just like, hey, you're really not going to, like, take care of me here? So, whatever. We got to
do it.
Wait, dude. So you beat the shit out of him because he didn't give you a tip?
He threw the first punch. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, stand there and take it like a bitch?
Oh, you're so...
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real. And I'm not just going to stand there while some guy takes a swing at me.
I mean, he didn't take a swing at you for no reason. You had to have instigated something.
Yeah, I was like, where's my tip?
Oh my God.
He was like, you know, if you want to make some money, you should get a real job. And I was like, I'm not going to stand for that. He doesn't know what I'm doing this for. He doesn't know my life.
Yeah, but rule number one is that you don't fight the customer.
He swung first. He was pushing my buttons. He was making fun of me. He was calling me out on my shit. He doesn't know if
you're
this is like
total
stockbroker who's doing this on the side to pay for his, like, you know, little girl's operation or some shit. What a douchebag.
So, Valerie, originally we called you, you know. You guys could discuss this over a nice dinner that we'll pay for if that's, you know, if you
No, I'm good. Because I don't even know if I'm allowed to be on the phone with this guy. We're being sued because of this piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
If you need me to testify or whatever, I'm happy to. I can tell my side of the story. He deserved it.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yeah, you're going to learn that it's possible. It actually is possible to do something very nice for someone and save them a lot of money and still... cause them to want you to die. 8:10 tomorrow morning. Listen to the Second Date Update on the 10s with the Get Up Crew. Hot 96. Baby.